Welcome to Doing Music. It's a podcast by Ableton about musical ideas. I'm your host, Craig Shufton. I'm a music producer. I play in two bands, and I've written some books about music history and pop culture. I think about music a lot, often when I'm supposed to be doing something else. A few months ago, I went to see an exhibition with some friends, and there was a piece in the show that had one of those little bells, like you see on hotel desks in old movies. I heard the sound of the bell, and it gave me an idea for a tune I'd been working on, and then before I knew it, I was literally on my bike halfway home to the studio to add a bell to my track. And my friend texted me to say, "Are you okay?" Because from her point of view, I just disappeared. And the reason I disappeared was because I had an idea. And sometimes inspiration is that simple. Some little thing out there in the world just hits you in a certain way, and all of a sudden, you know what to do. But sometimes it's really not simple. Sometimes we find ourselves in the opposite of the situation I just described, where you're in the ideal place to make music, but you just can't seem to think of what to do or how to get started. Sometimes it feels like inspiration is a mysterious force outside of ourselves, and we just have to wait for it to come to us, or it will only appear when we're not trying, which is annoying. But then I also notice that when I talk to other people I know who make music, or when I read interviews with artists I like, there are some patterns to the way they get inspired. Some people actually have systems and strategies for generating ideas, but even people who don't talk about certain habits or states of mind that help them to get started. So that's what this podcast is about. We're going to meet some amazing artists and talk to them about where their ideas come from and how they get inspired when they're not. We'll talk to Erica DeCussier and Zora Jones about memory and nostalgia. We'll meet artists like Cavetown who draw inspiration from inside, from emotions and feelings, but also from people like Elado Negro, who are more about making up stories and scenarios. We'll hear from artists who get ideas from reading the manual, and others like King Britt, who claim that you absolutely shouldn't. We'll hear Gavsborg from Equinox talk about how the studio itself gave him enough ideas for a whole album, and talk to Lukid about the special kind of motivation you get from Mortal Terror. My hope is that by having these conversations, we'll start to build up a clearer picture of how inspiration works for music makers, and maybe even take some of the mystery and superstition out of it, so it's more like a tool we can use or a habit we can develop. And actually, that's why the podcast is called Doing Music, because I have a hunch that having ideas is part of an everyday music practice and something we can get good at, like everything else. But let's see. Make sure to subscribe to Doing Music so you don't miss an episode.